So a really cool thing happened this week with Jimmy Allen, country star Jimmy Allen. He gave away a van, and we'll explain how, what, when, where. After the end of the podcast, we'll do the jingle, and then we'll have the phone call where Jimmy explains exactly how the whole thing went down and how other people are going to be getting cars, too.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Well, 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 welcome to the party. Sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The O'Reilly Auto Parts studio is where we're broadcasting from. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has better parts, better prices every day. Is that right?
Yes.
It's a new gold, man. Mm-hmm. It's a new gold. We had a guy cry because he was so happy, and he was like, yes. So now it's our new thing. He's so happy he cried.
It's good stuff.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Do you have a better? Well, I know. Anytime, like, it's weird. Like, when dudes cry, it's just weird.
It just throws everything off.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, I just thought it would be a nice thing to have that with us. And who knows? It might pop up again later on in the podcast.
Well said. What's going on with everyone? You got a big weekend, dudes. Late dudettes.
I am doing nothing. It's kind of great.
Mm.
It's I like not having plans on weekends because I don't feel like I'm beholden to anything. Like my wife is taking the kids to go do a pumpkin farm and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, go have fun. Call your mom. You guys have a great time. So they're going to go with grandma and they're going to do all that. And
I'm confused as to why they had to change the time of the LSU-Missouri game. Like, I don't understand
that. Well, because they didn't know where exactly the hurricane was going to hit.
That's why they changed the location. And that makes sense. So they moved it to Missouri. Fine with that. Why can't you play the game at the same time that some of us had planned our weekend around when the game would be?
Yeah,
it makes no sense. Like, well, and especially since it's dramatic. It was at 8 p.m.
till 11.
And now it's at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a 9-hour shift.
Maybe they
man.
Had some burnt bulbs in the stadium and they couldn't play a night game. Yeah, you have to have a certain number of lights and an illuminatory
stuff. I've heard
stuff.
A bunch of things. People have said, well, with the TV crew. I'm like, the TV crew was already going to be there. What do you mean? You're just sending them to a different place, but you can do it at the same time. I don't know.
You're obviously upset.
I am upset because you know why? Because I have to go to my brother and sister-in-law's gender reveal party.
Oh, no.
In the middle of the new time for the LSU game, which I was going to be fine. It starts at 1. It couldn't possibly go 7 hours. I would be home in time to watch the game and eat dinner.
They're not using flames or anything, are they?
No, they're doing cupcakes.
Yeah, I thought gender reveals were done.
No, they're not done.
I think
once they started setting things on fire.
No, now they're doing cupcakes, and I can't eat cupcakes. So I just have to watch everybody eat their cupcake.
Mm.
And
I feel like that's a good enough excuse for you to not go.
I
can't
around
sugar.
You know who does not agree? My wife.
Oh.
So gender reveal parties. And I'm going to say something very unpopular because I know for a fact a lot of the people listening to the podcast or watching on Facebook as we're doing it live will disagree with me. Gender reveal parties are the most selfish thing a couple could do.
No.
What?
You can do more selfish things.
No, I don't know. It's pretty, it's up there. Mm. It is on the list.
Right, it's up there with joint wedding showers.
It's a look at me thing. It's completely look at me. Okay,
couples
first of all, congratulations. I think it's great you're having a baby. You're going to be
why
parents.
Why do you have to gender reveal and then do a shower?
Oh, no.
That's the thing. Like, shouldn't it all, like, if you want to do it, just do it together. Also, why do I have to give you presents because you decided to procreate? So why am I paying for your baby?
And Carl, we opened something up with Carson.
Carson on fire.
You're obviously upset.
I mean, think about how goofy that is. Hey, we're going to have a party. Everybody has to change their life so you can come to my house or my event, and you get to watch me pop a balloon that's either going to have pink dust or blue dust in it, or we're going to set a forest fire that's going to have pink flames or blue flames.
Oh, my God, my boomerang didn't take. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we have to do the reveal again. Because
do you have a backup balloon?
The boomerang didn't take.
Oh, my God, Carson.
My timing was wrong.
What voice was that? That was awesome. Do the balloon again.
Oh my gosh. It's like part goat.
So how are they going to do this one at your cupcake?
They're going to eat cupcakes, and I guess maybe the inside of the cupcake. Although I one of my friends did, I don't think it was cupcakes. It was some kind of food, like maybe like candy or whatever. And it was based on the flavor. The candy was white. And then when you chewed it was either strawberry or blueberry.
Are
and I'm
you
like,
kidding?
It's just like Fruit Loops. It's all the same. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. You're telling me you'd be for sure if you took a bite of a piece of candy, you could tell if it was strawberry or blueberry. It's all fake.
What a fantastic waste of resources. Stupid.
I mean,
so you're gonna get it. You're gonna get in your car. You're going to drive.
I'm gonna drive to. It's not even at their house. It's at like this big outdoor park thing where because we all have to be outside and be socially distanced, Carson. Gosh, duh.
My bad.
I'm gonna wear a mask outside because. And then I'm going to sit there and watch everyone else eat a cupcake to find out what somebody else's baby, whether it has a winky or not.
What cupcake is it? Do you have a mask to match?
And then we all have to change masks so that our mask will either be pink or blue depending on what the cupcakes taste like.
Oh, my gosh, man. That is so terrible. Like, seriously, gender reveal parties, it's selfish. Look at me.
And
look
I want to say that
me.
I am not... If my, just in case my brother-in-law or sister-in-law are watching
here
this.
Here comes the disclaimer.
I'm just saying, this is not directed toward you. I love you both. But this is just in general. I think gender reveal parties are stupid, we all.
I think they ran their course. I think at first everyone was kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. Right.
Yeah, it was kind of cool the first time I saw it when it was just a cake and they cut into it and the inside of the cake is pink. That was neat. And then people had to try to...
To get bigger
really?
And bigger because then they wanted to be on Ellen. So we got all the attention.
I didn't think that's why they got big, but that is why they got big.
I use Ellen as an excuse for everything. But it's metaphorically because you've got to get it going. That people pay attention to you. Yay.
You know? I didn't even think about that, but it's true though. And again, it all goes back to being selfish. I want my 10 minutes and you know what? I knocked somebody up, so let's put me on Ellen.
It's easy for us
Team Bubba.
Who have 17 people listening to us every day to come down on people because they want to get, clicks on Facebook or whatever, but I'm going to do it anyway. I still think it's dumb. I think that's dumb. I think all of the viral things that everybody does are kind of dumb.
We should do like a team dance in here.
And we're not doing
it. We can put it on TikTok and we could be like,
will be no dancing.
We could do a dance to the Big D and Bubba jingles.
Yeah, everybody's doing the jingle dances.
Yeah.
No.
The
jingles. Did you see the O'Reilly?
Remix. Yes. Now, I got to be honest. I like the remix.
I want to know where they got that. Did they make that remix or did they just make the dance?
And then once somebody uploads it, it's everywhere.
What I'm saying is the couple that, I don't care about their stupid dance, but can we get that like added to the O'Reilly commercials from now on? With the freaking beat and the whole thing, because that was cool. But I don't care. So what? You can dance. You made your husband dance. Good for both of you.
He was actually a good dancer.
Patrick, I can see that. do you, I think, I know you've been kind of kicking the idea around of getting a new car. Mm-hmm. I have been thinking about this for you. And I think you need to. I'm looking for
going
you.
Cop car,
a muscle car.
No, I don't want a muscle car.
I think you would do. It would help your image.
No, I need.
It would give you muscles.
I wouldn't mind having one, but I need a bigger garage where I can, where I live now in my new house. I don't have room. I don't have a place to keep it.
Well, muscle car in the garage and the regular car not.
Yeah,
I saw a 69 Charger the other day. I went took a drive up and. I went to Arts and looked at some cars in Bowling Green, and they have a 69 Camaro, which you won't fit in, but it is hot. But the Charger, I think you would. They have lots of vets there.
I don't want a muscle car for an everyday driver. Like, it'd be a cool extra car to have, but
you don't.
I really don't. You don't even drive yours every day.
You can't. You can't do it. Yeah. You can if it's not. It depends on what kind of condition it is. As far as like messing it up, like you run the risk of your, getting scratches or dings and that kind of stuff. But just from a reliability standpoint, no, you can't do that because there's something always going
on. What about a cop car though?
I think a cop car would
honestly, they haven't gotten any new stock in SUVs on that. I check that website once a week that where you bought your car. And
yeah, they don't they get just, many. I told you.
What if Patrick got a security car?
No, I don't want
like
that.
A retired mall security. No, and it says that. Like mall security on it. That would be better.
With a green light bar.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
Dude, oh that my is God. So Patrick,
you
man. Dude,
you would just go drive by malls and just harass teenagers. Y'all got some place to be?
Oh, my God. I saw the guy who did that to us when I was in high school.
Okay.
I could see him.
Hear me out, though, Patrick. You hate, you know, walking.
Right.
So come Christmas season. You can just park in the fire lane in your mall problem, cop car.
No, I'm not going to the mall at Christmas time.
But you could.
No, or but why anywhere. Would I?
Anywhere. Dude, you can get a you can get a retired Walmart security car.
No. Go to Target.
No, I don't want that. That's stupid. I don't want that.
You can park in the fire lane.
Yeah.
People like Bubba won't get mad at you because they're like, oh, it's the security guy.
Yeah, right.
Got to let him go.
Oh, my gosh, man. Let me tell you something. This is, it never fails as you talk about that. It never fails. And I'm sure we have law enforcement watching and listening right now. Every time there's a fire, the cops always park in the very front of the house where we need to be. It's the craziest thing. And I don't know why they do it. They do it every single time. It's weird.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Random firefighter stuff. No
I
one
was
cares
just
about
saying,
Bubba.
You know, no, but Carson said,
like we all can pretend a lot to care about Bubba's firefighting stuff, but then he just goes to a place where we're all like,
it's a fact, though. It's weird.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen that thing where they put the hose through the windshield or the windows.
I used to not get that until I started doing the firefighter thing, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I get it now.
Yeah, they got to run the hose.
Yeah.
I'm for it. You parked in front of the hydrant. That's on you.
Yeah, that's right.
Reap what you sow.
It's a law for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be doing a lot of stuff at the firehouse this weekend? Or
I don't know. It depends. I mean, you never know. Sometimes it's busy. Sometimes it's quiet.
But I mean, I thought you... Okay, so you don't you just go hang out? I thought you just hang out there.
I do sometimes. Right. I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. I have zero plans. I told you, my wife and kids are all going to do some pumpkin patch thing. And
that was a yes. Bubba is going to be at the firehouse all weekend.
I would. I'd just hang out there.
Probably would. Well, that's usually what I do. I mean, like, even in the afternoons, I try to go and I'll hang out.
Yes, we
A couple
know.
Days a week, I'll go and run some calls. Yeah, it's good.
So how's that different than what I said?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I don't have plans this week.
Yes,
which means you're going
to
be at the firehouse all weekend. Just say it. Just what's wrong?
I mean,
that's
plans.
I love how like go into it with some kind of weird denial of like, well, I might not. Yeah, you will.
By the way,
and he comes back with, I usually do.
I mean, I usually do.
Since we're on me being a superhero right now, I do want to tell you, the Thor picture is a hit.
Oh, my God.
It is a hit, man. And so on the show today, we talked about how I had made... there's this app I got on my phone, and I made a video that put my face on top of Thor's. And I said, oh, my gosh, kids. I showed my kids. I'm like, look, the new actor for Thor in the next Marvel movie is going to look like us. I said, do you think he's a distant relative? And they're like, it doesn't look like you. But then, so I show Big D, and he's like, it looks nothing like you, Bubba.
Dude, it just didn't. I didn't see it at all.
Dude.
Here it is.
Okay.
It does look more like you when you have the picture next to it, I guess.
No, you got to go with the video from Bubba's Instagram because that's the best of him in motion.
Oh, here you go. All
Dude,
right, I got it.
It's pretty great.
All right, here we go. There it is. In
Are
motion.
You kidding me? Alexander Ludwig said, I see it.
Yeah, oh, whatever.
On.
Suck up.
Really?
No.
Right.
Like an actual Viking told you he saw that. I take umbrage.
All right, it's. I'm just saying. I'm willing if they need a new actor.
It's Russell Crowe. That's who he looks like. Kind of looks like fat Russell
That's
Crowe.
Right.
Now. Russell Crowe got fat. That's what Bubba Thor looks like.
Bubba
I was trying
Thor.
To figure out.
Dude, you're Bubba Thor.
Who did he look like? Oh man.
Yeah, we should try. We should start a new one. He doesn't look like Thor. He looks like...
I don't know, man. That's all I got.
Well, it's funny because after this, I'm like, well, I think I'm going to do the Fat Thor Halloween costume this year, which I know was last year's thing, but
yeah,
this kind of fits now. There's a reason to do it. I have a plan. And look, if Alexander Ludwig who is Bjorn from Vikings on TV, says that I look like Thor. I need to be Thor.
I just told him to stop encouraging you.
Seriously.
I see it.
If you want to see the picture, it's on our social media, at Big D and Bubba. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook.
What's that app that you use for that?
I don't have. It's like Reface, I think, is what it is.
Reface.
I think that's it.
I've seen a couple of there. It's, that app is done very well.
So good.
Yeah, it's good. You can put your face on. Is it like, as different things that
yeah, it's got like all kinds of different things. Like it's got Thor, and you, you should see me as Wonder Woman. I wish I'd have shared that with you guys.
Do they have Lebowski on there?
I don't remember. There's a whole bunch of GIFs and memes and things like that that you can put your face on. Like, you know, the little girl in the back seat making the little face.
Yeah, yeah.
That you could put yourself as her.
Oh,
I mean, you
can
do all kinds of silly little things. So yeah, it's pretty cool little.
Yeah,
app.
It is Reface app.
Yeah.
Yes. Swap videos. Yeah. There you go.
That's me right there.
Did you pay for this?
No.
It's a free thing?
Really? Yeah.
Okay, so it's free until, like, I forget how many you could do. It was, like, maybe 5 or 6. I put my face on everything just kind of for fun. I'm like, this is goofy. This is cool. I like it. And then all of a sudden it said, you can't do it unless you upgrade to Pro, and you have to wait, like, 30 minutes before you can do another one for free.
Oh.
So I was like, well,
a friend of mine has an entire album dedicated to him doing this. Because he posts it every day on Facebook.
A new one every day?
Every day. Yep.
I don't want to say that that's weird. Weird and vain. That's really strange.
I think it's funny, man.
He puts himself in Sesame Street and Taylor Swift videos.
Which Sesame Street character is he?
He's actually the kid talking with Grover. So it's not even like he's Grover. He's the kid talking to Grover.
Why?
That's pretty cool, man.
Because I don't know.
I think that's pretty cool. I mean, who wouldn't want to be on the set of Sesame Street? Little Bubba would have been like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Oh, he's Captain America, so I guess the two of you could really start your own new superhero faction.
Faction.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call them in the MCU.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Lard.
Okay, that's great, actually.
Yeah.
Are we betting on any games this weekend?
Well, I tried to get you to bet on the Florida A&M game, but you didn't bite.
Yeah.
I'll take Florida -6.5. I'm just saying.
Is it still 6.5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might take them.
See? When we're done, I got to go call my mama and try to convince her to not stay at her house.
Oh, their hurricane? She's directly in line?
Not really, but it's just... You know, it's one of those things. They'll lose power, and then she'll be there without power. And 90 years old, and if there's like trees down, and it's up to, it's not about her getting caught in the storm. It's about her having some kind of other medical problem, and no one can get to her.
Is she at home now?
She lives by herself.
You don't call her?
No, we can't talk to my mom on the phone because she's deaf and she has hearing aids that don't work.
That's the best reason to call her.
I mean,
Carson, aren't you in on this? I mean anybody.
I want to hear what she sounds like.
Yes.
I figure she's got some sort of accent.
Come over and call it.
Dude.
Pick up the phone.
All right, we can try.
Yes. All right, Patrick is coming. Call his grandma. I'm stalling here.
Just pick up.
You guys just stall.
Oh, dude, it's great. Oh, don't do that button. I'm hitting all kinds of buttons on my headphones, and all right.
Then you do that, and then hang up, and then that.
If she's at the house, all right. Let's
see. Well, hopefully she's not. I hope she doesn't answer.
Are you about to turn into Super Cajun?
Oh, we're gonna hear your voice. Your accent change.
No, I'm gonna try to keep it.
You can't
keep it in check.
No, you can't.
Well, she might not be there.
She can't hear the phone.
So, well, she does go see my grandfather.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Leave a message.
Hey, Ma, it's Patrick. I'm just calling to see how you're doing. Make sure everything's okay. I'll call you back later on tonight, okay?
I love you.
Bye.
Marrying a man.
What are you doing?
Good news is she's deaf, so she won't catch that.
Oh, dang it.
And you're awful.
So Patrick, it's your mama.
My grandmother, I was over there one time, my aunt called, and she picked up the phone on speaker, and she was holding the phone on speakerphone up to her face like it was a normal headset.
Well, yeah, because it's loud enough for her to hear.
Man. Yeah. My dad does that.
I'm like, Dad, so you're on speaker. Cute. What?
Every what? Other sentence when you're talking to her is, huh?
Dad is the same way. So I want to go and do that thing. So we did a hearing test on the show too, And it was crazy. Do we have the
test?
Don't
do that again.
No, because it's amazing.
We're basically.
I bet Carson could hit all of them.
Oh, I know. Oh. That
well,
I would
Carson
like
wasn't
to see.
In here when we did that.
But I think everyone under 30 in our audience, turn your speaker down, your headphones, especially if you're listening on headphones. If you are under the age of 40, turn it down.
Really?
Yes, because it's loud.
All right, so this is the hearing test, and you tell us what you can hear.
22 kilohertz. 21K. 20K.
I can kind of hear it.
19K.
You can't hear it, this guy?
You hear?
I hear him. He's so,
do you
the
hear
tone.
The tone?
Oh,
you
I wouldn't even
hear
listen.
A guy?
I heard it at around 19.
Okay, here.
22 kilohertz.
I don't hear it, by the way. I feel it with my headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
21K.
I feel that.
20K.
I don't hear it, though.
19K.
I definitely hear that.
18K. 17K. Yeah. 16K. 15K.
There it is. Most people
14K.
Are going
to
get
it. I got it. Got it at 14.
Oh, that's. K.
Yeah.
12.
Oh. That was terrible.
I had to stop it. I feel bad.
It makes it feel like someone's squeezing like my brain.
Yes. I feel bad for anybody who was listening and could hear all of those.
And again, if you're listening with your children in the car and they can hear.
Oh, they're screaming.
Wow.
Screaming. So I was at about 15 or 14.
I don't know. That's pretty high.
I had to turn it down. I couldn't handle it, and I had the volume low. When I finally heard it, it was like a screech and just, woo.
Awful.
14K.
Always reminds me of my favorite hearing test stories with my dad. When he had me come in, my dad sold hearing aids for forever growing up. And every time I come into town for Christmas, well, let's go check your hearing. So we get in there, and I'm sitting in the little booth that's soundproof, and he puts his headphones on. I've got mine. He goes, all right, now. He has a little speaker. Dude, he's standing this close to me. But he uses the little little microphone to talk to me in my headsets.
Like what, like right across the table from you?
Yes, he's like closer than me and you. And so he's using a microphone. Like I can't hear him through the headphones. Anyway. So you hear one, a beep, just put your finger up. So just put my finger up. Yeah, do I just keep it up? What do you mean? No, do I put it back down? Or no, just put your finger up. So just at any time? No, whenever you hear the beep, put your finger up.
I just love it.
I still do it to my father. Even though I know it's cruel and there's probably some kind of federal law what I just did. But I love.
That's elder abuse.
It is. Okay, I got it done. Okay, I understood now. Thanks. Sorry. So he's hitting the buttons, the tones, and I hear the first few and I put my finger up. And then I realize that I can see when he hits the button, there's a red light that goes on, and I can see the reflection in his glasses. So he would hit it, and I would just watch his glasses, and I'd raise my finger. And he would write down on a little piece of paper. He'd go to the next one. Now, at a certain point, I cannot hear it,
but
I can
still
see it. And I would raise my finger, and he would look at me. He would look at me with this, like, you can hear that? And then... goes to the next one. I see the light, his reflection, raise my finger, and he's just like, all right, wow. And then I think he would try and fake me out and like pretend like he's moving his hand, but I wouldn't see any reflection. So I wouldn't raise my finger. Then he'd hit it, and I'd see it, and I'd raise my hand. He'd go, wow. All right, we're finished. I go.
He's like, you have the greatest hearing ever. You have bionic ears.
Well, I mean, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm looking at the thing, and it's all across the top, you know, like superhero kind of stuff. And I go, so that's pretty good. I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like that for my life. So to this day, my father still believes that I have unbelievably supernatural hearing. When in reality, if I was to take the test now, I wouldn't be
without his glasses.
Without his glasses, I wouldn't be able to hear half of them. Dude. I couldn't hear half of those. Does that Bubba played?
Does he still have your award sitting on the nightstand?
Yeah. What do I give him?
You gave him the ACMA or the ACM?
Yeah.
To me, that's the coolest thing because like our parents are so proud of us. We did this thing with my mom, and it's a nice little segue I did there. We did this thing with my mom and dad. We're eating at this restaurant, and you know your parents like to tell people who you are. This is my son, and he's on the radio. Mm-hmm. So she does that to the waitress, and she goes, "Oh, that's cool." She goes, "Well, my kids are on Teen Pregnant, Teen on 16 MTV,
and pregnant.
16 and Pregnant. We're filming right now." I'm like, "Okay, you're way cooler than I am." Like Carson just like perked up.
Wow.
She's like, "Really?" Yeah, I'm like,
wow.
I don't know that I would be bragging to people in the restaurant on that one.
Wow.
Dude, it was cool. Like, she was telling us all kinds of stuff. She's like, look, she's like, they are having to come to our house, and we're finally filming again. We had to stop because of the Rona, and then she's like, we're finally filming again, but in between everything, everything has to be sprayed and this and that and whatever. She's like, wait until next season. It's going to look nothing like the one before, and I'm like, I never saw the one before, but I pretend that I did. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I watch that all the time. Yeah.
I'm like, that is so cool. Are you on it? Oh, yeah, I'm on it. Oh, okay, cool, nice. Oh. Anyway, okay. Very interesting. Your dad's very proud of you, man.
Yeah, he is.
Keeps that award right there.
I feel bad for Lake Charles. Boy, they're going to get pounded again with this hurricane.
Third one for them, direct hit.
Mm-mm-mm. I was talking to a guy today on the, called off the air, and he, I don't know what he does, he delivers supplies from East Texas down to Lake Charles. And he says it's a 5-hour drive, and he does it back and forth each day. And he said they're just devastated. He goes, and now with this, it's going to be bad. And he goes, and I doubt that the national media will cover it like they should.
Like Puerto Rico level bad?
It got hit over and over so hard. Yeah.
And then they couldn't do anything because all the crews that went down, you had all these crews, people volunteered to go and take their time off, and they went down to go and fix the infrastructure. And then what happens? Within a week, another storm hits. So that pushed all those people back. Then you had those people had to leave, and you had different crews that had to go back down. The delays have been just crazy and kooky and
it's awful.
Not envious at all.
Really awful. But anyway, prayers for them. And for your mama, I hope she's all right, Patrick.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
You don't think she's there? You don't want to try one more time?
No, I really don't think she's home.
Good.
Sure, it's good. Still early.
That is a good sign.
That is a good sign. We had a chance to talk to a really great story of giving back. And Jimmy Allen is, he's come from a tough upbringing, went through a lot and didn't have anything. And you know what? He persevered and made it through and has become who he is. And we had a chance to talk with him this week about this van. And I don't want to tell the story. We'll let him tell the story.
I was like, what are you doing? And, we're about to play it.
Yeah. So we're going to play that. And so I hope everyone has a great weekend and a chance to kind of recharge your batteries.
And I do want to mention, too, that if you are watching live on the Facebook stream, you will want to listen to this this little talk with Jimmy. It's like a 10, maybe 11-minute phone call, but it's really cool, and it's a great story. And, we can all learn from something like that because we got a lot of drama in the world right now. And it's being good to people makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And it doesn't just make a difference to that person. It makes a difference for years and years and years down the line. So Amen. Do good stuff. Be good.
Yeah, be all good right. to people, man.
Have a good one.
Yes.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Yes. Saw a thing on Jimmy Allen's Twitter the other day I thought was so cool. And I asked him to kind of join us, and he's so kind to do that. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, man? Good morning.
What's going on? How are you?
I love the fresh out of bed sound. Or maybe fresh still in bed.
Here, right?
I'm
trying to fake like I'm up and being responsible, but the facts are, young man, I am not.
No. Yeah, that's the old, it's like when your dad calls and you're trying to be like you're awake and like it's not noon and you're still sleeping.
Big D and I used to, Jimmy, when we first started doing the show together, I would go straight from going out to come in to do the morning show. I wouldn't even sleep. So I'm feeling your pain, man.
Bro. Yeah, man. I'm about to get up so I can go to the gym.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
sure.
Me too.
Sure, why not? Just keep lying.
Jim's barbecue. That's where I'm going.
Just remember, Jesus listens to the show, so you're lying to him as well.
He listens to everything. That's what's scary.
That's right. So, Tate, man, tell everyone about this. What you posted in this van story.
Man, so I a couple years back, actually not too long ago, maybe like 4 years ago, someone gave me a van. I didn't have a car. I used to walk to work. Sometimes I'd, you know, finally saved up money to buy a bicycle, but I was walking to work. Work was like maybe 6-7 miles away. Was doing that, and I bought a bicycle, did that, and had a friend that gave me a van. Was like, hey, this isn't much, but would love to, you know, give this van to you as a gift. And I was like, man, that's awesome, man. And I was super thankful, and I told myself I would give it to someone else who needed it. So my mom's car went out 2 years ago, and I gave it to her. Then I ended up, you know, later that same year buying my mom a car. That was the first thing I did. When I got my record deal, first thing I did was buy my mom a car.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was able, so the van's kind of just been sitting. My little sister drove for a while when she started learning how to drive. It's just been sitting for like a year or so. I was like, man, I thought about getting rid of it because my old car I used to live in, my Malibu when I first moved to Nashville, I had sold it to like we buy junk, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I was so broke for like $500.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I'm not selling this van. There's somebody out there that can use it. How do I find them? Social media. Social media can be used for good or for bad, but it's up to you how you use it. So, you know, I try to use it for good most of the time. So, yeah, I just reached out and had so many people reaching out, man. And the crazy thing is, we found a family that we're giving it to today. But you don't, a lot of times, man, you can forget how many people struggle. You know, just because you might be comfortable, you know, a lot of times that can, you know, kind of numb you from the fact that there's people still struggling right now, man. And I started reading so many stories, and I was like, oh, my God.
I was, too. I was reading, there's so many people who are hurting, and I was reading these stories, too, and I was like, man, how do you pick?
Yeah, so I was trying to. I honestly, after I posted, I just picked one of the first two that came in. And then more stories started coming in. So I reached out to a couple car dealerships I know to see if they have any, you know, any cars that just junk pretty much.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, they can't really sell, blah, blah, blah. See if there's a way they can do something on their end where they get the taxes taken care of on it. But yet a family gets a vehicle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reach out to some more dealerships today.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Tennessee, Kentucky, in Pennsylvania, and in Delaware, where I'm from. Just to see, man, because there's so many people out there right now. Like, I started reading their stories. One guy's a father of, like, 3 stepkids. They got a baby on the way. He walks to work for 10 miles. And you got these other families with, like, special needs children that they don't have a vehicle and so many other stories. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Look, if you can read that and not. I said, if you read that and you don't feel anything, you might not be human.
Yeah.
You can get checked out.
I think it's great that you're paying it forward, you know, and you're trying to help out. Because you were there, man. You were living in a car. You were, walking to work, riding a bike, and someone reached out for you and helped you, and, man, you've been blessed. And so why not help someone else? I think it's great. And I just wanted, I don't know, I think some of that stuff needs to get noticed. And it also brings attention that there are a lot of people hurting. And if there's something, if you're listening and you are able to do something like this, to do it. You know, I'm sure you know someone who's like in your church, in your neighborhood, in your work or whatever, who could use something, some kind of help. Maybe it's not a car. Maybe it's you getting, you know, a grocery trip for them or whatever.
And when I was a kid, my parents split. My mom was a nurse, and she was paying 3 car payments, raising 2 kids, and a mortgage on a nurse's salary in Delaware in the 1990s, which isn't a lot of money back then. Right? So we got to the point where we literally, when I say we had no food in our refrigerator, like none. Like, we ate our last pack of saltine crackers, like, and it was the summertime. So That's about 20 minutes later, we get a knock on the door out of nowhere. This family from our church brings us like 9 bags of groceries, like out of nowhere. They just said, hey, you know, we were just impressed to bring this by.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, I tell people, man, it's little things. Like, you know, you see people driving on the side of, you know, on the side of the road. See people, like, when see people on the side of the road when you're driving or holding up signs, you know, lost work, blah, 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 blah. Man, if you got $5 or a dollar, man, give it to them. You know, like, everybody wants to ride by them or everybody wants to judge them. I don't know what they're really doing with this money. Man, you don't know what half the people do with your money when you pay your taxes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Like, when you donate your money to all these different organizations, you don't really know what's going on with your money.
Nope. Yeah.
Dude, wanted to do some the BlackLivesMatter.org. This white guy was one of the higher ups over there. He just caught by, just got caught buying a $2 million house with the money from BlackLivesMatter.org.
Oh. I know, man. It's unfortunate. So you know, like, you get.
I'm like, just give. Like, I feel like it's about your heart.
Well, and that's the thing. What you're doing, Jimmy, is awesome because it's a one-on-one connection. You know exactly where that van is going. You know it's going to do some good. So, again, we implore that if there's anyone who can, you know, donate a vehicle to a family in need or anything like that, like you were talking about the groceries, do it. You know, we all know those people. Reach out to them because, you know, they need you right now.
And to us, you know, a dollar or $5 might not be nothing, man. But let me tell you what. When I was homeless and in need for 2 days, that dollar somebody gave me changed my entire life, man. There's this guy that sits, if you're on 65 South, and you take the old Hickory exit, to the first old Hickory exit to the right, right before you hit Old Hickory Boulevard at that light right there, man, there's this guy that I've actually gotten to know. So he's always out there. You know, I've taken him out to eat a couple times. I give him cash whenever I have it. Good guy. And, like, when I tell you he's constantly looking for work, like, I know people that have hired him a few times. Like, I got a few people to hire him to, like, cut their grass and whatever. So he's willing to work. But a lot of times people can't find work and people forget. If you're homeless and you don't have an address, you can't get a job. Like, it's hard to get a legal job with no address.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've been trying to find this guy work. You know, I've had him cut a bunch of buddies' grass and stuff like that to the point where, you know, we can hardly save up. And me and some of my friends even took a step further and put some money together and got him a hotel room for a whole month.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's like, you know, when you got everybody working together, it's not expensive. You know, if you can get 200 people to give up $5, I ain't good at math, but that's a lot of money.
I think it's like 30 bucks.
I'm a country boy from Delaware, man. I don't do math that well. Okay, what's 500 times? What's 200 times 5?
I don't know.
Is that 1,000?
1,000.
1,000. Damn. Well, Beyonce, it's 10,000. God, well, I hope we're not teaching our kids math.
Well, if you want to, you can follow Jimmy on his Twitter. It's Jimmy. It's Jimmie Allen. And at Jimmy Allen, and go and maybe there's somebody who's listening because like, hey, I can reach out. You'll see the tweet. Just kind of scroll down, you'll see it, and kind of add on to it. And I'll say while we're getting on, congratulations on the new song. It's called "This Is Us" with Noah Cyrus. It's out and a great song, and we love you to pieces, man. Thanks so much for taking the time, and thanks for paying it forward with this van.
Always, man. Miss y'all, boys. All right. Get together soon, find a way to make that happen.
Just say when,
yeah,
you know.
Numbers, so shoot me a text.
Sounds good, man. Jimmy Allen, right. Everyone. Thanks, Jimmy. See you, man. Bye-bye.
All right.